you, pussycat. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That time of the week again for all the meowers out there. 10 Lives Cat Centre Ambassador Dave Noonan, how are you, mate?
Very good indeed, with great news, in fact. We've got a special guest, he's on the road. I'm presuming he's on the Midlands Highway. Midland Highway, I don't want to put that S in. the minister who has helped us out, and that is Guy Barnett. Good morning, Guy.
Yes, good morning, Dave and team.
Hello.
How are you, mate? Now, you must have been listening to us the last few weeks, Guy, because we've been screaming and Dave has at the top of his voice for some government assistance and you've come on board in a big way.
Yes, it's been good news. Very pleased to help with the 10 Lives Cat Centre and also the Dog Homes for Tasmania and helping support them with the critical infrastructure upgrade. So, yeah, very pleased to be able to announce that in the budget and deliver those funds.
It was good to see you out at 10 Lives last Monday, and it was interesting because the dog's home was there as well. They had a dog that weighed more than I do. In fact, Mick, I'd say weighed more than you do.
A dog?
Are you sure it wasn't an elephant, mate?
Are you sure it wasn't a horse?
Wasn't that a huge dog, Guy?
It was. His name was Norm, and he had a little name tag. It was enormous. Yeah, very, very friendly, placid. I got down, gave him a bit of a cuddle. He wanted to give me a lick, and we had a great time with Norm. It was really good, and he was a great ambassador for the dog home for Tasmania.
And he got on really well with the 10 Lives cats as well, which was pretty important. But thank you so much. We can't thank you enough, really, for the support from the government through the budget, because it's going to make such a difference. I think it's going to tip us over the line to be able to actually get this project on the road. It's a shovel-ready project, which is great for the economy as well, because we can actually start employing Tasmanian businesses. But I just think it's amazing that the government's had the foresight to come on board.
Well, look, it's based on the plans and proposals that was put to us by the 10 Lives Cat Centre. They're very proactive. They're out there helping not just pet owners with their cats, but also the environment and keeping cats and being responsible for cats. And they do a fantastic job. I've been there quite a few times. And so impressed. They do it on the smell of an oily rag, and they've got some great plans. So the $200,000 commitment from the government in our budget will certainly help the 10 Lives Cat Centre, and also the $200,000 for the dog homes would be fantastic.
I'm sure that the feral cat problem that you're aware of will be helped greatly by this too, because let's face it, 10 Lives Cat Centre does take a lot of kittens off the out of the bush that are probably normally be dumped or whatever else. They get them into a controlled environment where they can go out into the public, already spayed, microchipped and everything else. So I think from a person that comes from the country's point of view, this will be a great thing for that side of things too, Guy.
Yeah, totally agree with you there, Mick. I come from the country as well, and, you know, feral cats are a real big problem across Tasmania, and what we wanted to do is try and provide that support, so this will definitely help. And this is consistent with our cat management plan, and the legislation went through the Parliament. So we've got to look after and be responsible for our domestic cats. We don't want stray cats, and we certainly don't want our feral cats in Tassie. So this will be a big big help for sure.
Did you pick a kitten up the other day? Because that's part of it. Get kittens out there into the public. Did you take one home?
Well, I picked up little Pickles. She was 6 weeks old. Little Pickles. She was the cutest little thing you've ever seen. And she had a bit of a... wasn't a purr when she saw Norm, the dog. I held on nice and tight and very friendly, gave her a pat, and she was absolutely delightful. But I didn't take it home. Pickles is still there at the 10 Lives Cat Centre.
If anyone wants a kitten, Pickles is an absolute ripper. Well, thank you so much, Minister. We really appreciate your support and for coming on this morning.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for your support, and it's really good to be with you today. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Guy. And, well, thank you again, Dave, for coming in, because every week seems to be getting more happy news, doesn't it, Ted?
Yeah, definitely. I love it. And don't forget as well, the 10 Lives Cat Centre's Instagram page is absolutely phenomenal. It keeps you up to date with all the adoptions and some adorable pictures. So make sure you get on and like their page so you can adopt a kitten now.
Absolutely. And if you want to support, because the public support is still really appreciated, go to 10lives.com.au.